porno, you know, theater.
Would you ever call an X-rated movie theater TNA
Center? No, because there's been X-rated movies that have showed. Well, for example, there's a theater right down the street that alternates between Walt Disney films and softcore porno films, R or X-rated. First they'll have the swing nurses, and then they'll have Bambi. Bambi's playing right now. But really, they alternate. They do a Walt Disney film or something like that. You know,
Is it weekly?
They change it every couple weeks. And then they'll do a double feature of the, you know, the swinging stewardesses and a Hot and Heavy Mama or something. So,
which theater is that?
Lowe's Melrose, right down there.
Are there any hardcore porno theaters in Nashville?
Oh, for sure.
Kind of massage parlors.
All downtown. I rent to a massage parlor.
You do?
Oh, yes.
I saw something new that we don't have in Atlanta. It's a bikini modeling parlor.
Bikini modeling?
Yeah, you get this. I have these booklets called What's Happening in Nashville, you know, hotels. And you get a room, a little room with carpeting and stuff. Mm-hmm. I guess you pay a flat fee, like $25.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a few drinks. Mm-hmm. And these girls walk in front of you in bikinis. That's it.
That's it?
Yes.
That wouldn't go over here.
Well, that would be somewhere.
Well, like the massage parlors here are fronts for whorehouses.
That's what I thought. Has there been any investigation?
Oh, sure. They bust them all the time. They closed a bunch of them down. The Magic Fingers and the Magic Touch, they busted down. But usually it's like Sue's. Sue's is, we have this apartment building and they have one, you know, it's a dumpy apartment, you know, maybe 8 units, real cheap, and they have one upstairs. But they're, you know, they're not a big one. They're not a well-known one. I have tenants. I have a tenant that works at a massage parlor. 16 years old.
16?
Yeah.
That's kind of a shame. What do you call the guy who, delivers your mail?
Mailman.
How about the guy?
Postman.
What do you say?
I'd say the mailman.
Alright. What do you call the guy who picks up the garbage and trash?
The trash man.
Alright, and you'd say that over garbage man?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you say a person has if he's able to gain favors from City Hall?
Clout.
Okay. Would you ever modify that with political clout?
Well, it would depend on, you know, what he was trying to get.
All right. Supposing this guy had a friend that he got a job with, but he got him put on the payroll in City Hall. He doesn't do a damn thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he draws a salary.
Right.
Is there an expression for that kind of guy?
For the guy who is on the, mm-hmm. who actually has the job.
Such as it is, yeah.
Right. Relative. that's what they're investigating here now. They always bust a bunch of people who's, you know, their secretary is their cousin and their bookkeeper is their nephew and their...
Well, I don't even mean somebody who works. Just somebody whose name is on the payroll. I don't know if that kind of relationship even exists here.
No, I don't. Not that I know of.
Have you ever heard of a payroller? How about a satchel toter?
A what?
Satchel toter?
No.
That's what Lester Maddox called it.
Satchel toter.
All right, other than its corporate name, what would you call a large grocery store?
A large grocery store. I guess a supermarket.
Okay, have it a small one. A neighborhood store.
That would be like a, well, I call them 7-Eleven simply because that's the, or SDIs if I'm...
I don't know about SDIs.
That's another chain. It would depend on where I was, you know, if I was saying... Down at the SDI, I'd be pointing out a specific place.
Okay.
But if I was just speaking of one in general, I'd say a 7-Eleven.
All right. Have you heard them called drive-ins? Or is that something else?
No, a drive-in is a drive-in theater.
Well, I've already interviewed 3 people here who call